You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We just heard from State Fire Marshal Daniel Berlant about how California is preparing for the peak of wildfire season, which is growing longer and more unpredictable. These disasters can leave lasting impacts on communities caught in the devastation. A new study from UC Davis looked at responses from victims of Northern California wildfires in 2017, including the Tubbs Fire, and it identified what survivors said they need to recover, both in the immediate aftermath and over time. Catherine Conlon is an associate professor at the UC Davis Department of Public Health Services and the lead author of this new study. She joins us now. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You know, before we get into the findings of your new report, how and why did you decide to start looking into this connection between public health and wildfires?
Well, wildfires have become a very important part of the landscape of living in the West, as we've seen in more recent years. And the impacts, the health impacts specifically, are starting to be more understood, but there's still a lot to explore. So we have a lot of opportunity, unfortunately, to try to understand what the health impacts are of these growing fires in their severity, in their duration and frequency. And California, as we just heard, is an area where this can be explored.
So why do you think needs assessments like this aren't conducted for more fires, especially given how damaging they can be?
So needs assessments are really important tools, especially from the public health perspective. They can be done in a rapid sense. So they can be done within hours or days and weeks of an event like a tornado, a hurricane, and in this case, a wildfire. And traditionally, these needs assessments have focused on tornadoes, flooding, hurricanes, and not as much in wildfires, in part because we have more tornadoes, hurricanes. But we've seen, as we were just discussing, a lot more wildfires happening. And so the needs assessment tool is one that is really valuable and is, I think, an important research opportunity to help us understand what communities need in the midst of a wildfire and in the recovery process.
Professor Conlon, tell us where the information for your report came from and a little bit about the people who were surveyed.
Yeah, so this project stems from a survey that was done in what we call the What Now cohort. So as we heard, in October 2017, there were a lot of fires that broke out. The conditions were really hot, they were very dry and windy. And the Tubbs Fire, which was mentioned, in addition to the Atlas Fire and the Nuns Fire, and several others, swept through parts of Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino, and surrounding counties. And during that time, over 90,000 people were evacuated. More than 8,800 structures were destroyed, and we saw 44 people die. And at the time, in 2017, this was the most devastating fire in California's history. And so when this occurred, a very responsive UC Davis team of researchers led by Dr. Irva Hertz-Pachoto received funding to assess both the long and short-term health effects of the fires and collect information that could be useful for local, regional, state, and federal agencies in the service of helping prepare and respond for future fires.
And just spend one more minute talking a little bit about What Now CA. I understand it's a large ongoing project.
Yes. So What Now California is a project that we have that was started in 2017, and we have collected information from cohorts that have experienced fires up until 2020. This project is predominantly provided information through an online survey. This online survey is available in both English and Spanish. And it's open to residents that have been affected by counties. And that's the survey that we used to conduct this needs assessment for the 2017 fires.
So let's talk a little bit more about the findings. The report classified the needs wildfire victims say are most pressing. Can you walk us through some of those different categories?
Yeah, so in response to the surveys, we had two open-ended questions. And open-ended is important because it allowed respondents to just write in their answers. And we asked them about what their household's needs were. And there are two questions. So the first question was, what was your household's greatest need 1 week after the fire? And the second question was, what is your household's greatest need currently? And by currently, that was on average about 6 months after the fire. So we had three essential time points that we could assess here. So immediately after the fire, about 6 months after the fire, and those that were what we called persistent. So they occurred both immediately after the fire and at the time of our survey. And so after doing some thematic coding, we identified four major themes, and those included physical needs, and those could be described as being basic needs, shelter, water, food, utilities, and housing. Air needs, which included improved air quality, access to masks, access to filters, health needs, and information needs. And our most frequently reported needs were those that were physical. And those were, we saw respondents identify physical needs most predominantly at the immediately after the fire and then at the time of survey.
Now, Professor, we noticed that you also highlight the mental health needs. What are some of the impacts of wildfires on mental health?
So there is a growing body of literature that is trying to understand just that question. There are a lot of there are studies that indicate that mental health is impacted immediately after an event, especially like a wildfire, but also very much in a delayed sense. And we found in our responses that mental health needs were most reported at every single time point amongst those health needs. But the most frequently they were reported were immediately and about 6 months after. And these mental health conditions that we really identified were general mental health statements. So people would respond and say that they needed to feel some peace of mind. We also saw responses that focused on anxiety. The term trauma was used, and some indications of depression.
So you're finding certainly those needs don't go away right after maybe the rubble is cleared. They can linger and stay for quite a while.
Yes, for instance, trauma was reported nearly three times as many households at the time of the survey compared to immediately after the fire, which suggests that there was this time frame during which people reflected back and identified trauma-related responses after the immediacy of the fire.
In your study, you talk about the importance of services like psychological first aid. What exactly is that? What can you describe it?
Yes, so psychological first aid is an evidence-informed intervention that is designed to help individuals cope with immediate psychological effects related to disasters and traumatic events. It's supportive, it's a practical intervention, and it's provided by trained responders that could include health professionals, your EMS respondents, community volunteers have also been trained in psychological first aid. And the goal of psychological first aid is to reduce the initial distress of the event, and provide some short and long-term adaptive functioning in those individuals who've been experiencing the event. And what is most important about the psychological first aid intervention is that it's delivered very quickly, that it's delivered within hours or days following some type of crisis, that it is culturally sensitive and it's adaptable. So we know that communities who experience wildfires, they're not all the same. They might have similar characteristics, but the individual, you know, individuals who are experiencing the trauma, we would want that psychological first aid to be adaptive to their experience and their perspectives related to mental health. And then lastly, I will just mention that psychological first aid is not a substitute for psychotherapy, which we did see noted specifically in some of our responses.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with UC Davis professor Catherine Conlon about a new study looking at what wildfire victims say they need to recover from these disasters. Dr. Conlon, let's talk a little bit about the environments where people who were surveyed were living, these wildland-urban interfaces. What should we know about these areas?
The wildland-urban interface, also referred to as the WUI, is a zone essentially where human development, so we see homes, buildings, other types of infrastructure, meet with undeveloped wildland vegetation. So where we see our homes abutting places like forest, grasslands, and shrublands. And as we just heard, these areas where there is opportunity for wildfires to occur naturally and encroach in these other developed parts of our communities, the urban areas. And this is really important when we're thinking about wildfire risk, because wildfires are more likely to impact people, property, and critical infrastructure in that WUI. And I will say that the WUI is considered the fastest growing land use type in the United States. So it is something that we have to really think about when we're considering our risk to wildfires and what would potentially be an opportunity for the fire to occur in an urban area. And when we see WUI fires, we do see burning of that biomass, that natural vegetation, but we also see burning of all of the things that in our inner homes, our inner buildings. So those include sofas that might have flame retardants, that might have other chemicals that we still don't fully understand their health impacts.
One more question about the findings. For the people who were surveyed, did they feel like their needs were being met after these disasters?
I think we've got a mix of results. We found that survey respondents really responded to the information that was provided. They did state that at the later time point that they wanted more information on what environmental health impacts would be affecting their health in the long term. The physical needs, though, that I mentioned, they shifted. So rather than individuals saying that they had basic needs not being met, they started to discuss that they had, at the longer time point, needs related to financing and to housing that were not being met. So we do see a bit of a shift in the priority of what needs were needing attendance and the beginning of the fires and those that needed more attention at the end.
Professor, given the uncertainty around federal funding for universities and research programs, we're wondering, are you concerned at all about the ability to continue doing this research in the future?
We are actively seeking additional funding support to continue this specific cohort and the use of this survey so that we can understand better how these needs are changing over time and as we see different types of fires impacting communities. We are finding that it is a little bit more challenging to write grants that are responsive to the priorities of this current federal administration. The reality is that fires are impacting millions of people across the United States and globally. And so the hesitation to fund this type of research could have substantial impacts on our ability to adequately prepare and appropriately respond when these events occur.
Well, and that's sort of gets into our last question. From the information that you did gather, how do you think governments, agencies could use that information to better support wildfire victims?
We've had great conversations with collaborators at county health departments, with CAL FIRE, talking about how we might be able to utilize certain interventions like the psychological first aid in our preparedness and response plans. There's a lot of interest in developing out some of those specific interventions to accommodate communities. So we feel really confident that this type of needs assessment can really be translated into actionable changes at a county, at a state level. So we feel really excited about those opportunities. We're just hoping that we can continue the work as we move forward.
Dr. Conlon, thanks for taking the time to share your findings.
Thank you so much.
Catherine Conlon is an associate professor at the UC Davis Department of Public Health Services. We've been talking about a new report looking at what wildfire victims say they need to recover from disaster. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.